Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 17th of January. God knows us better than we know ourselves. God calls us, inviting us on a journey of faith. In the shadows of the night, God calls us.
Here I am, for you called me.
In the daylight, God calls us.
Here I am, for you called me.
God calls to each of us by name.
Here I am, for you called me.
Creator God, you know us better than we know ourselves. You understand our thoughts, our desires, our joys, and our struggles. You call to us, inviting us to listen to your word. You speak your word, calling us into a deeper relationship with you. Open our hearts, that we may hear you clearly. Strengthen our spirit, that we may have the courage to answer your call. Be present in these moments of worship, and draw us closer to you. Amen. Theologians have three omnis to speak of God. God is omnipotent, all-powerful. God is omniscient, all-knowing. God is omnipresent, always present. Such concepts may be too complex for us to understand, but they are linked with who we are. God is over and above, but not oppressive. God, who created all, does not impose or presume, but desires to be known by us. God is under, yet not hidden. God is part of our very being. If we know ourselves more, there is the possibility that we can know God more. God is within, yet boundless. As we discover better who we are, we find glimpses of the divine spirit. The Spirit of God does not diminish us, but brings us fullness of life. The writer of Psalm 139 speaks of the God who was present in our coming to be. God was there at the beginning and will be there when we come to the end. The psalmist bears witness to God in our being, God in the ordinary things of life, God in our eating, God in our sleeping, God in our waking, God in our moving, God in all things, and all things in God. Listen to the words of Psalm 139, verses 1 to 6 and 13 to 18. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Let us pray. O God, you call to us. We hear you, but aren't sure who is calling. We hear you, but are distracted by many things. We hear you, but are afraid to answer. Open our hearts to your voice. Help us set aside our doubts, our fears, and our distractions, that we may answer you faithfully. Amen. God searches us, knows us, loves us, and forgives us. God's love shelters us and keeps us safe.
Christ be the vision. that see me, in ears that hear me, Christ ever be.
The second reading is from John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51.
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
"Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked.
"Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit."
"How do you know me?" Nathanael asked.
Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
In this brief incident towards the end of the first chapter of John's Gospel, we are introduced to Philip. Like the two disciples, Andrew and Peter, Philip is from the town of Bethsaida. Jesus asks Philip to follow, and Philip immediately goes to share his news with his friend Nathanael. After declaring to Nathanael that they have found the one that Moses and the prophets wrote of, Philip was probably expecting a little more than the jibe he got back. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Behind the sarcasm, there's a disturbing prejudice, a judgment call without knowledge of the person, but based only on where they're from. Philip responds with the invitation, "Come and see." Nathanael comes to see Jesus, and much to his surprise, he is not only seen by Jesus, but discovers he is known by Jesus. I'm not sure of the significance of the fig tree. The Gospel writer John tends to have many layers of meaning in the language and images of his Gospel. Perhaps under the fig tree signifies a solitary place of private study and meditation, a place of peace and safety in the midst of cruel circumstances, possibly a sacred place. During the experience of lockdown, many people are experiencing unwanted separation. They feel disconnected when working at a distance from their colleagues and familiar support networks. They long for an end to feelings of isolation. Feelings of separation from family and friends are not unique to COVID-19. Nathanael's question, "How do you know me?" is particularly poignant in these times of separation and isolation. Nathanael feels the power of being known. In response, Nathanael's initial prejudice is turned on its head, and he declares, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God." Jesus then tells Nathanael that on the journey of faith, much more will be seen by him. It will be like the heavens opening and the angels of God ascending and descending. This same image is used in Jacob's dream at Bethel, where Jacob recognizes, "Surely God was in this place." Jesus knows. Jesus knows us. He invites us to know him as the one who connects heaven and earth. Pray. At all times and in all places, we give thanks for your steadfast love, most generous God. All creation sings to your praise, in the song of the running stream and the lowing of cattle in the field,
in the song of rain on the roof and the ripple of waves by the sea,
in the song of the wind in the trees and the birds at dawn,
in the pulsing song of life in the heart of every person who rejoices in the gift of being.
Most precious of all, we offer our song of thanksgiving for the one whose life, death and resurrection sounds the great hymn of salvation and connects earth and heaven.
Holy Creator of the earth, if we could take the whole world's needs and sorrows to heart, we would become crushed by their enormity. As we pray for others, guide us to discern those things we can achieve and give us the wisdom to leave the remainder in your providential and redeeming hands.
Loving God, we pray for the multitudes of people who are hungry, homeless, without family or homeland.
We pray for the injured and the diseased, the handicapped, and those who suffer grievous mental or emotional illness.
We pray for lonely people, whether they stand isolated in large crowds or whether they timidly hide away from others.
We pray for the hurting souls who exist without any faith or hope, especially any in desperation.
We pray for the sick and dying, and all who care with them, and those who weep for the loss of loved ones.
We pray for those people of goodwill who try to rectify the world's ills and sometimes get abused for their trouble.
Lord, be to each of us a strength in weakness, a light in darkness, a peace in anxiety, a courage in upheaval, and a robust joy in our happiness, through Christ Jesus, our inspiration and guide. Amen.
Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. Be now and ever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if you are by my side.
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.